I looked at Sohrab sitting on the bed, watching TV, watching us. He was sitting the way his father used to, chin resting on one knee. I'm his half-uncle. Does that count for anything? It does if you can prove it. I'm sorry, do you have any papers or anyone who can support you?
No papers, I said in a tired voice.
No one knew about it. Sohrab didn't know until I told him, and I myself didn't find out until recently. The only other person who knows is gone, maybe dead.
Omar said.
Well, what are my options, Omar?
I'll be frank, you don't have a lot of them.
Well, Jesus, what can I do?
Omar breathed in, tapped his chin with the pen, let his breath out.
Well, you could still file an orphan petition and hope for the best. You could do an independent adoption. That means you'd have to live with Sohrab here in Pakistan, day in and day out, for the next 2 years. You could seek asylum on his behalf. That's a lengthy process, and you'd have to prove political persecution. You could request a humanitarian visa. That's at the discretion of the Attorney General, and it's not easily given.
He paused.
There is another option. Probably your best shot.
What? I said, leaning forward.
You could relinquish him to an orphanage here, then file an orphan petition. Start your I-600 form and your home study while he's in a safe place.
What are those? I said.
I'm sorry, the I-600 is an INS formality. The home study is done by the adoption agency you choose, Omar said. It's, you know, to make sure you and your wife aren't raving lunatics.
I don't want to do that, I said, looking again at Sohrab. I promised I wouldn't send him back to an orphanage.
Well, like I said, it may be your best shot, Omar said.
We talked a while longer. Then I walked him out to his car, an old VW Bug. The sun was setting on Islamabad by then, a flaming nimbus in the west. I watched the car tilt under Omar's weight as he somehow managed to slide in behind the wheel. He rolled down the window.
Amir?
Yes.
I meant to tell you in there about what you're trying to do. I think it's pretty great.
He waved as he pulled away. Standing outside the hotel room and waving back, I wished Surayya could be there with me.
This ends Disc 9.